CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Listener-driven, never corporate-programmed, this is independent radio.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
My name is Patrick, and this show is called Fasten Your Seatbelts and features guitar-driven rock, folk, punk, perhaps even some countries. And and we cover a span of, I'd say about 70 years from the early 60s up to the present, so you're going to hear a variety of music. But today's show will feature a number of folk punk bands as well as some punk performers with a strong political bent. So let's get the show on the road and get our first band up. We are talking with about The Levellers. The Levellers are a English punk folk rock band who formed in 1988 and continue to the present. They take their name from the 17th century Levellers political movement, which championed extended suffrage, equality before the law, as well as religious tolerance. Radical ideas, apparently, in those times. Anyway, this is we're going to listen to some of a tune today from them. This is a song that they call The Lion and the Unicorn. Check out The Levellers.
Because tonight
And that's the Levelers, an English band, and very popular there, and certainly made some inroads in North America here. Continuing in this vein today of more country, or I should say more punk bands with a folk accent to them as well. So that's what we're going to play today. And we're going to next band is called The Men They Couldn't Hang, a British folk punk group that first formed in 1984 at an alternative music festival in England. The band folded in 1991, only a 7-year run there, but reformed again in 1996 and continue to perform to this day. So we're going to listen to a song of theirs called The Lion and the Unicorn. Check out A Man They Couldn't Hang. The Man They Couldn't Hang, and The Lion and the Unicorn. And they're still performing, so hopefully they might come over across the ocean and visit us with a performance at the Folk Festival or some other venue. Anyway, a band that has performed at the Folk Festival and is done very well here in Winnipeg is a band called the Oyster Band. So that's the one we're going to hear next. The Oyster Band are a British folk rock group of a considerable talent and certainly a unique sound. They've toured the world. They've appeared on the Winnipeg Folk Festival, at the Pyramid Cabaret, among other local venues. Reportedly, they may not be traveling as far as they have in the past, as age is catching up with them, but they certainly are still performing in the British Isles. They have great musicianship and definitely stories to tell. So here's a tune that you hopefully enjoy. This is called Put Out the Lights. Certainly the very well-known Oyster Band with a tune called Put Out the Lights. And again, hopefully their band members stay in good health and are perhaps able to come back to North America to perform at the Folk Festival or some other local venues where I've seen them many times and always impressed with their musicianship and their compelling lyrics. So hopefully they're around for a little while longer. The next band is... also one that has traveled to Winnipeg, but they've done a lot of traveling. Midnight Oil. are an Australian band formed in Sydney in 1972, and they continue to the present. The group maintains a unique Aussie perspective, and their leader, Peter Garrett, served in the Australian Parliament, pushing their leftist political position. And they also made a number of great records, which I highly recommend to you. And we're going to hear a couple of tunes from them. And the first one is called Screamin' Blue, and the next one will be Read All About It. So let's start with the first one, and Screamin' Blue. And that's Mineral. We've got a second tune by them. Let's hear them the second time. This one's called Read All About It. And good evening to you, Peter Garrett. I mean, that's Midnight Oil and their song, Read All About It. We're moving into some other bands that have a more electric sound, less maybe folkish, but certainly with messages to send and certainly a good popular bass behind them. So the first one we're going to listen to is a band called Living Color, who were in Winnipeg actually not very long ago, and they were playing at Club Regent and put on a great show. So check out Living Color, and we'll play this tune. It is called The Cult of Personality.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
The cult of personality. I know your anger, I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cult of personality. Like Mussolini and Kennedy, I'm the cult of personality. The cult of personality, the cult of personality. We'll be right back.
And so, say, Living Color, they have a great sound and a great lyrics, certainly challenging the listener to some real good messages. So that's Living Color, and that was their tune, The Cult of Personality. So now we're going to move on to another band, and another player, I should say, probably is more appropriate to describe this individual. Wayne Kramer was a founding member of the legendary band, the MC5, and the Five certainly burned brightly in the 60s as leaders during the anti-war movement. However, the band collapsed under various personnel problems, but Kramer survived, and as a musician and as a motivational speaker before his untimely death earlier this year, and the last member of the famous NC5 to survive. Anyway, we're going to play a couple of his tunes. One is called No Easy Way Out, and the other is called Something Is Broken in the Promised Land. So, again, discs that are a little bit older, they certainly have a message and a strange parallel to the present with bands called, songs called Something Broken in the Promised Land. So we can look at that too and see that that may be a fair description of our situation right now. However, let's start with Wayne Kramer, and let's start with No Easy Way Out, and see what you think.
So you wanna look like Johnny, and you wanna act like Keith, and you crave some soft cocoon boy for your Charlie Parker kind of grief. And you court the adoration of the ones with no esteem and a hollow point delivery. Don't fiend, self-inflicted dream. It's a junkie romance, kid. She shoots up through her stocking. You see her thighs as pale as death, and you can't. Junkie romance kid, and you always kids waiting in the back. This junky romance kid. Yeah, you need to cop a little smack. This junky romance kid.
That was Wayne Kramer and Friends with a song called Junky Romance. We're going to play another tune that maybe expresses his political leanings a little bit. So we're going to play a tune called No Easy Way Out and see if that that resonates with you. Anyway, we'll give it a listen here. And here we go. Through the process. That was Wayne Kramer playing to a packed audience, possibly in Detroit, his hometown. Anyway, that's a song called Junkie Romance. And we're going to move on to another band that certainly is a favorite. This is a band called the Manic Street Preachers. Delivered a melodic sound, which is but with very thoughtful and provocative lyrics, and they continue to produce interesting music to this day. So we're going to listen to the Manic Street Preachers, and their song is called Nostalgic Pinhead.
Now
And there you have it, the Manic Street Preachers with a song called Nostalgic Pinhead. Next band is one that is now defunct, but certainly made a mark during their time, the Lords of the New Church. Certainly significant because of featuring a singer named Steve Bators, formerly of the Dead Boys, and Brian Jones from the Dam. And the band produced one LP before dissolving after the tragic and unexpected death of their singer, Steve Bators. So they only have one album to show for it, but it's a good one, and it reflects their all-star sort of status with at least a couple of really well-known musicians, and certainly some captivating and expressive music. So we're going to listen to the Lords of the New Church, and we're going to listen to a song called Open Your Eyes. And we're going to just take a minute to get that one properly set up and see what we've got here. Now I think we've got it lined up, and here we go.
Video games train the kids for war. Only she can have fashion stores. Life orders thunder jam. This is filled with enriched love.
Assassination politics. Violence rules within our nation's midst. Well, ignorance is their power too. You only know what they want you to know. The television cannot lie. Controlling media is most great hands. They play a politician's picture show. They act as lies and put the blind don't know.
Open your eyes, see the lights right in front of you. Open your eyes.
the Lords of the New Church, Open Your Eyes. Our final band to perform today is a band called Left Lane Cruiser. And they are an American blues rock band from Indiana and include just two members, a gentleman by the name of Joe Evans and drummer Bren Beck. They've released a dozen albums or so, and including Bring Your Ass to the Table and Junkyard Speedball. And they continue to tour and release new material. I had the pleasure of seeing them play Incendiary Act at Winnipeg's Times Change Club. They're from the Midwestern states, and they came up, and I saw them the one time, and hopefully they come back, because it was certainly a dynamic show, very aggressive, and just some great tunes. So we're going to listen to the band see what you think. This is a song called Sad Days and Lonely Nights, Left Lane Cruiser. That is Left Lane Cruiser, and we're going to hear a little bit more from them. Got a couple minutes left here, so we're going to play a bit more, and this is a song called If Six Was Nine, a Hendrix tune, and you'll see how they do it up a little differently.
Yeah, Yeah.